When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
Your boy was a high school dropout. Your boy was homeless. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I slept in abandoned buildings, baby. You say, how did you get here, E? Because one day I got up and stopped being a victim, and I was a victor. Are you hearing me? And I took that one class, and that one class turned into two classes, and I got my GED. And then I went to college, and yep, I told you it took 12 years, but what did I do? I never stopped fighting. It got harder, and it got harder, and it seemed the further I climbed, the harder it got. But I didn't stop. I didn't quit. I just kept fighting. And then I got to the master's, and it was harder than the 4-year, and it was harder than the GED. But what did I do? I got here not because I'm the strongest, not because I'm the fastest, not because I'm the best, but I kept fighting. And your boy got through the master's. Now we at the end of the PhD, baby. Oh, you not hearing what I'm saying? Now we got the dissertation. And I ain't no writer, and I ain't no intelligent dude, and I ain't no scholar. Then you say, how you gonna get the PhD? Because I keep fighting. And what I will not do is I will not quit. And when that thing tells you to quit, you look at it in his eye and say, I ain't going nowhere. I will break you before you break me. You will not defeat me. You will not destroy me. Lay hold of it. Some of you are so ignorant. You've been through so much hell. You gonna quit now? You should have quit 10 years ago when you got raped. You should have quit 10 years ago when he walked out on you. You should have been quit. You don't quit now. It's the 10th round. You got two more to go. And when you get to success, it's not about skill. When you get to a certain level of success, it's about stamina. It's about stamina. It's about you won't break me. You can't take me. I fought too long. I fought too hard. If I was going to quit Satan, you should have got me a 17 home. You should have broke me when I was eating out of trash can. It's too late now. I'm in the Ritz-Carlton. It's too late now. Because I keep fighting. It's too late. I got people's lives I take. It's too late. You should have broke me a long time ago. I'm unbreakable now. Durant scared me because when Durant score, he don't say nothing. He ain't getting nobody excited. He ain't trying to get LeBron pissed off or pumped up. He just score my man and shh. Only thing he does at the end of the game, he kiss his mama, hug his brothers. All right, I'm out. Game over. Shh. But the one thing he does, I don't know if you watched it, the first thing he does is what with them numbers? Touch them numbers on the front. Touch them numbers on the back, and he's doing that for who? His coach that was killed. He got a why. He ain't just playing for no champ.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement, so your business keeps moving and growing. Score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Go to bill.com/procurement200. bill.com/procurement200.
Championship? He not. You got to hear what I'm telling you. If y'all going to be great on that field, you got to have a why. You got to have a reason for why you do what you do. All he keep thinking about is, I'm going to get one for my coach. That's why he ain't all smiling, because why? He not smiling because what he's trying to accomplish, he has not what? He ain't got it yet. Y'all better start watching these games, bro, because you're going to need to do what these champions doing if you're going to be a champion. The problem with some of y'all, the reason why you don't give 120% every doggone time you get on the field, because you ain't got a why for what you do. You ain't got a why. So because you don't live long, you don't have time not to make your dreams and goals become reality. Every single day, because you don't know how long you have, every single day should be about what can I do, what can I have, what can I be? And you got to hang out with other people who are on the same trajectory you're on. Anything you could think of, if you could actually think of it, it means you can do it. There is no dream that's too big. There is nothing that you can think of in your head that you can't do. Listen to me closely. Everybody want to win. Everybody want to be on a winning team. Everybody want to win, but everybody don't want to work. Everybody want the reward, but everybody don't have to want to work. We all got to work. You have to make a decision that nobody in your position will outwork you. You here now. You here now. You finally made it. And this is where you break up. This is where you start chilling. This is where you get comfortable. You made it now. This is where you make it permanent. Why do you wake up in the morning? Why do you put on that jersey? Why do you go out and practice? What's your why? I'm about to give everything I got. And I will know if I don't get another gig, it won't have nothing to do with the fact that I didn't put everything on the field. You better grow up and get to the point as a man that if you ever get beat, you better get beat by somebody that's just purely more talented than you are. You better not ever get beat by somebody because you beat yourself. At the end of the day, your superpower is when you are your authentic self. That's your superpower, is when you're you. If I'm going to be like anybody else, it's not going to work. And at the end of the day, if you are your authentic self, that's the 1%. There's 1% of us that don't care about what nobody else say or think about us. We're going to be our authentic self. That's what the 1% is. I'm number one. Why? Just because I'm being myself at all costs. It does not take talent. You don't have to be talented. You don't have to be gifted. You don't have to be the quickest, the strongest. You don't have to be the most intelligent to get to where I am. That's what you got to do. You just got to grind, though. Your grind. Listen to me. You might come from privilege. Your daddy might hook you up with a car. He might know people. He might be able to get you a job. But you will not outwork me. The reality is, it's not that you don't have the talent. It is what it is. Y'all can run just as fast. You can catch, you can throw, you can tackle. I said, here's the problem. The problem is you got average will. There's two things you need to do to take advantage of this opportunity and be a dog. You need phenomenal skill and you need phenomenal will. You need both. I'm telling you, you gotta have phenomenal will. And I wasn't smart as you, but I passed you up. Why? Because I had that dog. I had that will. I had that determination. I don't care that I can't read or write. Like, I failed English twice in college. I still got a four-year degree. Took me 12 years, but that dog, that will. I said, if God gave me the ability to get up, yep, it might take me 5 days to do what it take you to do in one day, but I'm gonna do it in five. It may take me 4 weeks to read a book that you can read in a week, but I got that dog. And guess what happens? If you don't have phenomenal skill, but you got phenomenal will, you can make up for skill. I went in the dark, y'all. I went in the dark for 10 years. I ain't watched no TV. I ain't listened to no music. Sacrifice. I sacrificed like 10 years to catch up with everybody else. Like, for real, ADHD. I had a learning disability when I was younger. Like, I overcame all of that with that dog. I overcame all of that with Will. So I cut the TV off. I cut off intramural sports. I cut off everything. I cut it off. I'm up at 3 o'clock in the morning praying. And after that, I'm reading, I'm studying. Listen to me very closely. Two things, skill and will. Like, you only had a small dream. You had a dream of a house and a car and to take care of your mama. All that is done. So what you playing for? What you playing for? You ain't playing for nothing. That's why they beating you. Discipline is doing what you said you were going to do when you don't feel like doing it, when you felt like doing it in the first place. That's all it is. When you first start playing this game, when you fell in love with it, you were just like, let's go, let's go, let's go. But then stuff don't happen. Like, I gotta dig deep now and go a little harder. I actually went harder. You gotta discipline yourself, and you gotta learn that when you don't feel like it, you must still do it, or actually go harder when you don't feel like it. Because out of 365 days, there are going to be days you don't feel like getting up. There are gonna be days you don't wanna work out. There's gonna be days you don't wanna watch film. There's gonna be days that you don't wanna practice. There are gonna be days you might not even wanna play. There might be days you don't even feel like getting in the game. But listen to me very closely. Champions, if you want to make it to the next level, you got to win in the dark before you can win in the light. All of us can go buy a car, but all of us can't get up in the morning and grind. It's going to be a dog fight. I would love to tell you that on the road to success, everything is going to work out. It's not. It's going to be a dog fight. On the road to success, I lost 5 aunts to cancer. It's a dog fight.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
In the midst of my business, I lost aunts. I had to go to funerals. We had to get on a plane. We had to drive. We had aunts that are close to my age who died, who didn't have insurance. We had to raise money, a dog fight. I had cousins shot in stores, execution style, shot back of the head twice. It's a dog fight. Like, you don't see that on YouTube. You don't see that on my TGIF. It's a dog fight. My wife, 3 years ago, 7 legions following her brain. It's a dog fight. It hasn't been easy. It's a dog fight. The road hadn't been success. Like, it's just a paved road, and like each he go this way. It's been rough. It's been crooked. It's been hard. But I
made up in my mind that I will get a reward for the pain that I go through. I will not stop in the middle of the process. I will not be defeated. I will not be destroyed. I will take everything that happens in my life and I will allow the pain to push me to greatness. You will not break me. You will not stop me. You will not defeat me. The only way I lose is if I quit. It's going to be a dogfight. And so if you're ready to quit, then don't get started. If you're ready to quit, don't get started. If you're looking for this easy path, don't get started. If you think they're not going to close the door on you and say no a million times, don't get started. But every time they close the door, I just get excited. Why? Because I am not a no. I'm one yes away. I'm young. I'm one yes away. You can't keep telling me no forever. You can't keep denying me forever. This type of energy, this type of passion, you can't stop it. You can contain it for a while, but you cannot stop. This is life. And you can't defeat me. There is not. You don't have enough power. You don't have enough energy. You don't have enough strength to stop this. Contain it for a year, you might. 2 years, you might. You do not have hate. Does not have enough energy to destroy love. You cannot destroy this. It did happen to me at 19. It did happen to me at 20. It did happen to me at 30. It happened to me at 40. After I had been through all the pressure I thought I could go through. Life said, you finished with all the pressure. I said, yeah. I said, let me bring on the heat. Then when I went through the pressure and the heat, y'all, I thought it was over. The creator said, now you ready to get cut? You say you wanted to be great, son. You say you wanted to travel the world. You say you wanted to help people, inspire people. Then you gotta be a diamond.
You are running out of time. Listen to me, you're running out of time. You never know when your opportunity is that opportunity. It may not be 2 years from now. It may not be 3 years from now. It may not be 4 years from now. Your opportunity might come in the next 6 weeks. My man told his grandfather, I'm graduating in 2 weeks later. Even before he literally marched, his grandfather passed. Who's gonna pass in your life because you average? Who's not gonna see you blow up? Who's not gonna see you accomplish your goals? Who's not gonna be able to enjoy the fruits of your labor with you? And one day you're gonna be great, but you think you got time. You think you got time, AET, 3 years from now. I'm telling you, you deserve to be great now.
Some of you will never be, you'll never have, you'll never do, because you're sitting around waiting on a phone call, because you're sitting around waiting for somebody to give you an opportunity.
Your opportunity to get your mama out of that neighborhood and get your mama into a new neighborhood, listen to me, that opportunity might come in the next 6 months. You knew at your job and you like, E.T., look, I just got here. I got forever. Listen to me very closely. You gotta hear me. You might be at that job another 10 years. You might be there another 20 years. But that opportunity, somebody's about to leave and get another job. Hear me very closely. Somebody's about to quit. Somebody's about to get fired. And you will not, listen to me, you will not be ready at that particular moment to go to the next level. Question is, will you be ready when that opportunity comes? So you're running out of time.
There's a certain determination. There's a certain level of resiliency, a bounce back, a get back up that you have to reach certain levels of success. It's about being prepared beforehand so that when the opportunity comes, you are already ready for the opportunity. It's not playing Call of Duty and waiting by and putting the phone by you, waiting for somebody to pick up the phone and call you. That's not what it's about. Preparation. We're getting prepared just in case the opportunity comes. I don't want to start practicing on the opportunity. I want to practice before so when the opportunity comes, I can stroke it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You are who you are in practice when you play. And if you have in practice, then when it's time to play, your play is going to be practiced. You heard me? Your play is going to be practiced. So it's working in the off season. It's doing what you got to do in the off season. So in the regular season, come you ready. You heard me say it before. I am an athlete. I am a professional. So whether there's a game or not, I wake up and shoot. I heard a little kid call me last week. He said, E.T., thanks, bro. I got up today at 5 o'clock in the morning and I'm practicing my soccer game. He said, but guess what? That's not what's important. He said, I'm not on the team, Eric.
He said, I didn't make the soccer team, but I'm getting up at 5 o'clock every morning practicing as if I made it. There are two types of people. There are people who plan for events, and when the events don't show up, they don't show up. And then there's another group that's hungry, and they want it as bad as they want to breathe. And whether there's an event or not, they getting up. Whether there's an opportunity or not, they getting up and getting dressed. They getting up, they getting out, and they going to make it happen. Are you hearing what I'm telling you? I don't plan for events anymore. I plan because it's a part of the process. I plan because I'm a professional. I plan because I create my own luck. You ain't got to rely on nobody to get off average but you.
So if I was to ask most of you, you already know what your challenge is. You ain't dumb. You know what it is. You just don't fight it. And at what point are you going to fight against that nature in you that you know? And you had a power to be great. It's in you. You capable of it. Now,
you have to understand, if you stay average and you stay good, you'll never get to where you're trying to get to.
And I'm challenging you to fight it. We all have 24 hours. What makes some of us average, makes some of us good, some of great, is not the family you was born into. Right? It has nothing to do with that. It has nothing to do with your socioeconomic status. It has everything to do with how you command your life.
People act as if you grow up in a house where your parents are rich, you're automatically, bro, we can look at people who grew up in wealth. They own drugs too. They make bad decisions too. Unfortunately, they take their lives as well. It doesn't matter where you come from. If you don't activate you, the environment doesn't matter anyway. It's the mindset. And so when I look back, like I had a victim mindset, like everything was about somebody else. All the anger and the frustration and the hurt, it was all blaming. Everything was about this person or that person or this person. Everything that's supposed to blow me up and take me to the next level is somebody else's responsibility. I never even realized I was where I was because of who I was. And I was actually getting the physical manifestations of my thoughts, of my feelings, my emotions. Like, I was creating this and didn't even realize. I thought my mom created it. I thought my father created it. It's like, no, E, you created this. And I'm going to tell you, the moment I realized you are the greatest common denominator, like, you the common denominator. Once that realization hit me, it was like, oh, okay, you got some confessing to do, bruh. And I'm going to tell you the hardest thing that I've ever done. Somebody asked me the other day, like, what's one of the hardest things you ever done? The hardest thing I've ever done was look in the mirror and tell myself I was sorry. And so the Eric Thomas that you're seeing, that dude is the dude that looked himself in the mirror and was like, yo, you owe yourself an apology. You owe yourself correction. You owe yourself change. You need to be taught. You need to be trained. You need to become a better human. That was one of the most difficult days of my life, was looking at myself, correcting myself, telling myself I was sorry, and then moving forward saying, now what are we going to do from this point? You always blame somebody, but why? And the reason why is because it was easier to put it on my mom and my dad than for me to have to do the work. Because what I didn't realize as a young adult is that when you say it to somebody else, whether you mean to do it or not, you give them the keys to your life. You said it. They didn't do this, and because they didn't, they got the keys.
Feel this word, vision. It means the ability to see the end before you even get started. And that's what I need y'all to do for me. Like, don't get so caught up on, you know, counting the cost. I'm about to do this. No, I want you to see the vision. I want you to see the full picture, and then we're going to walk into it. Like, I had a vision of getting the GED, a vision of getting a 4-year degree, a vision. Listen to me, it just didn't happen on its own. I had to see it first, a vision of traveling across the world. I'm trying to tell you, if I could do it, anybody can do it. But it's not working harder.
You need to be more disciplined about your mindset.
Mm.
You're already in pain. Get a reward for it. Look, do me a favor. Everything you say, you're right. But why go through life with whatever people did to you when you were younger or a young adult, and then you have to live with it for the next 40, 50 years? All the stuff that you said was absolutely right. My daddy wasn't there. My mama did this. This person did to me. Why would you let them destroy your life?
Let's go.
Why would you let them own you?
Why would you allow that thing they did to hurt you now define the rest of your life?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I was in pain. It's real.
That's what I'm saying to everybody. We all go through pain. Some of us go through pain and it becomes our tombstone. Mm-hmm. Some of us go through pain and it's a scar. And we live a life of reward. So I'm just gonna say, you gotta deal with all of that. Cause when you get here, when you get to this level, you ain't practicing no more. You either got it or you don't. You don't even realize it's a blessing that you're not there yet. Because had you got to where you wanted to get to, most of you might lose it.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
A lot of people are saying, E, I'm scared. What if I do it and I fail? E, I'm scared, E. E, I want to do it. I'm gifted. I'm talented. I know I can write that song. I know I can produce that album. I know I can do that CD. I know I can write a book. I know I can get that degree, but I'm scared. So I'm telling you, in life, you start running from a class, you start running from a subject that you don't like, it will haunt you for the rest of your natural life. It ain't going nowhere. But if you go after the fight, if you approach the challenge, you have a much better chance of winning. This the fight of your life, baby. Are you hearing me? This the fight of your life. This the fight of your life. And listen to me. If you're going to win the fight of your life, you can't be afraid to fight. All right? Some things don't come. They just not going to come to you because you want it as bad as you want to breathe. After you want it as bad as you got to put up the dukes, baby. And you got to be willing to fight that thing out. Are you hearing me? Fear, you are not going to stop me. I'm not listening to that voice. I'm not listening to fear. I'm going to move by faith. I've come too far to give up now. You got greatness all inside of you. You got greatness all inside of you. But your problem is you a scaredy cat. You soft. And every time it get hard, you quit and you give up. And I'm telling you, if you would be willing to fight your way through it, if you would be willing to fight your way through this battle, fight your way through cancer, fight your way through that academic struggle, fight your way through divorce, fight your way through it. If you are willing to fight your way through that singing career, fight your way through boxing, fight your way through football, if it was easy, everybody would do it. Fight your way through it. You gotta fight the fear, because guess what? Fear ain't bigger than you. There's greatness in you. Are you hearing me? There's greatness in you. And you mean to tell me you're never going to reach your full potential? You mean to tell me you're never going to be what you've been called to be? That you're not going to do what you've been called to do because you are afraid? Listen to me. The boogeyman ain't real. And so I need you to understand that you can have it. For real, you can have it. But it's going to be a fight. And if you're willing to put up the fight, I'm telling you, at the end of the fight, it's going to come victory. You've gotten this far. If you was going to quit, you should have quit a long time ago. You've come too far to quit now. You need to get a reward for it. That's why I'm trying to tell you, never stop. Never give up. Never give in. If you could take this one principle that HW gave me, it revolutionized my life. It's about to revolutionize your life if you would just embrace it. Michael Jordan started, his career started by somebody telling him no. that there's no way you're not good enough to play basketball. You hear me? In high school, he was told, you can't play on this team. You're not good enough. Guess what he did? He kept fighting and fighting and fighting and fighting. And even when he wasn't on the team, he was still fighting and fighting. And when he got cut, he never stopped fighting and fighting. And he came back the next year, made it on varsity, went to North Carolina. Can't listen to me. Wasn't even a first round draft. Sam Bowie. I don't even know who that is. Right? Sam Bowie. So he went from all of that adversity. He kept fighting and fighting. He didn't win first year. He didn't win second year. He didn't win third year. He didn't win fourth year. He didn't win a championship fifth year. He didn't win one sixth year. It wasn't after 7 years that he won his first title. Guess what he did? He kept fighting and fighting and fighting. And when I told my man HW, listen to me, these brothers have shown me that nothing is impossible. He said, E.T., you got it twisted. It's past possible. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Revolutionize my life. He said it's past possible. See, this is the thing you got to understand. When somebody say impossible, nothing, you're still talking about two double negatives. You talk about a negative here, nothing. A negative here, impossible. He said, you got it twisted, Eric. It's not impossible. It's not that nothing is impossible. It's past possible, meaning that there's no way you can't do it. Oh, you're not hearing me. And when he said that, it changed my thought process, because I'm going to keep it real with you. It's past possible. Oh, you not hear me? It's past possible. Meaning that not only can you do it, you're going to go way beyond that. It means that the probability of you doing it is greater than you not doing it. You not hear what I'm saying? When you say it's past possible, that here, not only will you do it, but the odds are in your favor, that's a whole nother level. It's past possible, meaning that there's nothing you can't do. That the odds are for you and not against you. So you go get that PhD. So you go get that master's. So you go back to school. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Are you hearing what I'm telling you? It's past possible, meaning that all you got to do is start. Because if it's past possible, as soon as you start, you know you're going to set records. You know you're going to take it to the next level. You know what's going to be, that you're going to do what's never been done before. So I challenge you, it's past possible. If you're going to win the fight of your life, you can't be afraid to fight.
I'm not that guy that just started off and had everything together. It's like I learned, I grew, and got better. So I'm a living example that you don't have to be born number one to be number one. You can be last, born last, but through hard work, determination, you can work your way up to number one.
You told yourself to get up at 3, it's 3, get your butt up. You cannot tell nobody else to get up at 3 o'clock in the morning. You can't tell nobody else how they need to grind. They grind look like they grind. You can't tell nobody, you need to get up early. Maybe they don't, who knows? You know what you need to do, you gotta have a say for you. So if you're gonna separate yourself, growth is the greatest separator between men. As you grow, right? You see CP3, leadership, growth. You see the way he handles himself, growth. So I'm asking, what sacrifices are you willing to make? Everybody want what you want. Everybody wanna go to the league. Everybody want to take care of their family. Everybody want to be a celebrity or whatever you want to be, right? What are you willing to give up for? What are you willing to sacrifice? That's next level. That's saying that although I'm already great at what I do, I'm ready to dig deeper. I'm ready to do something. I'm ready to make another sacrifice. I'm ready to go somewhere everybody else ain't ready to go. Why? Because I'm ready to take it to the next level.
No matter what has happened to you, no matter what somebody said to you, no matter what somebody did to you, I need you to walk away knowing you are one of one. Strive for perfection. Don't mean you got to be perfect, but strive for it. People tell me all the time, oh, you got this thing, this image. You trying to be 1,000%. I'm trying to be perfect. 1,000%. It don't mean I'm not trying to dog you out. I'm not judging you. I don't even think I'm better than you, but I am striving for perfection. I am. I'm definitely not trying to be the same version of Eric Thomas I was last year or the month before. I'm definitely, if you knew me 5 years ago, you better take a picture. Because the only way you're going to be able to prove that person existed is that you got film on it.
I'm telling you that you got to be possessed with the vision. And somebody's trying to mess up my vision. And I need to make sure my vision is protected and cared for. If you really want to be happy, get in that vision. You think a car gonna make you happy? I promise you it won't. You think a house gonna make you think status? You think? I promise you. You get in that vision, you gonna sleep so well at night.
When you gonna level up?
What's the goal? What's the mission? What's the priority? What's the purpose? Stay focused on the mission and don't let anything distract you from getting it done. No fighting, no fussing. Get focused. Focus on the goal. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Like, we ain't letting the noise distract us. I need you to lead. I don't know how much time I have left on this earth. So I have to focus on, you have to focus on, what's the goal? What's the mission? What's the priority? What's the purpose? I can because I'm capable. I will because I'm strong. I must because they're dependent on me. Don't you sit here and act like you've reached all your level of success. No, you have not. You have not begun to see the things that's about to happen to you.
Never ever, never ever, never, 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 never ever give up on your dream. Listen to me. That mental picture, never let it die out. Never ever let it die out. I don't care how much time passes. I don't care what happens, circumstances, situations. I don't care what defeats, what upsets. I don't care what happens in your life. Listen to me and listen to me very carefully. You better never, ever, ever, never, ever give up on your dream. Never let the mental picture, the picture that you painted. Listen to me. Whatever you saw, whatever you said you were going to accomplish, whatever you said you were going to do, never ever, I know, repetition deepens the impression. Never ever, never ever, ever, never let your dream die.
I can because I can. I will because I'm strong. I can get through any obstacle on my way to my journey. I must, because they count on me.
Don't give up. Don't give up on your dreams. Don't go pick it back up. There's a dream you left 2-3 years ago. Somebody told you you couldn't do it, and you internalized that foolishness. Stop listening to the haters. Shut them down. Shut them up. You want to shut your haters up, how do you do it? You do it by being successful. You don't do it by falling into their traps, doing what they want you to do, putting your head down. You don't do it by not being successful. Let me tell you what I learned. Nothing succeeds like success. And so pick your dream back up. Pick your goals back up. Kill a noise. Shut them down. And surround yourself with people who will help you, who will help you, who will speak life into you and not death. People who will speak life into you and help you to get from where you are to where you want to be. It's your boy, E.T. Remember, I don't care nothing about your past. I got one too. Listen to me. You have the opportunity right now to make the rest of your life the best of your life.
I must.
Because
it's going to be harder for them to do it if I don't do it. I must.
Because
I got to break that cycle. It's not going to break itself. I must.
I must,
because they count on me. Listen to me, we're all human, we're all growing. None of us are evil because we're not doing what we said we were gonna do. But at some point, you have to embrace, be fruitful, multiply, have dominion, and subdue the world. Let's go, y'all.
You have gone too far. You've invested too much time. You've given too much to quit now. You put too much time into it, too much effort. You cried too many tears, right? You've gone without eating. You have invested too much to walk away at this point, all right? So we all in, baby. Now it's time to get the reward. It's about momentum. You got to keep it 100. You got to be true to you. And I'm tired of people emailing me, telling me what somebody told them they can't and can't do. Listen to me. The only thing you need to write your book, the only thing you need to do to finish the GED, I'm telling the book. The only thing you need to do to get your 4-year degree, the only thing you need to do to get your master's, the only thing you need to do is get your PhD, is to believe in your dreams and stop listening to others. You're about to get certain things just because of the effort you put in, the time you put in. You're about to get a reward. Are you hearing me? You're about to get a reward, baby. So don't quit. Don't give up. There are some blessings that come in life after regulation. They come in overtime. They come in extra innings. So for some of y'all, you're going to have to learn to wrestle with it. You're going to have to learn to fight with it. That's what wrestling means. That's what I'm talking about. You're going to have to put in a little bit more sweat, a little bit more blood, a little bit more tears, but you got to wrestle with it. I'm not going to let you go until you bless me. Meaning that we gonna do this thing all night long. We gonna do it all night long, but I'm telling you that I'm not gonna let you go until you bless me. But you gotta fight with that thing and tell that thing you will quit before I quit. You'll give up before I give up. You fight your way through this one, but you do not quit. You do not give up on your merit. Do not quit school. Do not quit on your goal, your dream. You keep going, and not just don't quit. We're not talking about not quitting. We're talking about taking the prize home. Let me tell you something, what hurt people do, hurt people hurt people. Don't even take it personal. When they try to strip you, they're not stripping you because they don't like you. They stripping you because somebody stripped them. Hurt people hurt people. And so I need you to do me a favor. Never, ever, never, ever, never, ever, never, ever let somebody else, their reality for you, become your reality for you, all right?
You ain't no boy no more. This ain't no bass. This ain't no, I want to go party. You've given up that right when you had kids. Hey, party's over with, out of time. Not time to be partying no more. Now it's time to create a legacy now. You had your fun. Now get to work. Now build a legacy. You don't work for nobody else. You work for your mama. You work for your sister. You work for your aunts. You work for your grandma. You work for your family. You work for your kids. You ain't making no other man rich.
You've done some stuff that's so bad that you just put all your dreams down, all your goals down. You've been sleeping. You've been in a state of depression. You've given up. You've quit. I need you to pick that thing back up. I need you to pick it back up. It's okay. We all made mistakes. It's nobody, listen to me, it's nobody that hasn't made a mistake. You've been forgiven. Now you need to forgive yourself. All right, because you're living in the past. You can't get what's next. You can't get your future because you're stuck in your past. I need you to let it go. Listen to me. No man is an island. You cannot do it alone. You do not have to do it alone. Get some help. All right? I call it accountability partners, a board of advisors. Get the right people around you.
Third quarter living is about the point of no return. Hear what I'm telling you. Third quarter living is about the point of no return. Like, if you was going to quit, that's first quarter living, right? Maybe second. I'm not sure. But I know in the third quarter, look, you in it too deep. You too far in it. You too deep in it. You heard me say it before. You better get a reward.
I behaved like a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off. Cut her off. So what? She gonna get attitude. Cut her off. So what? Bump your boss. Cut your boss off. Your wife needs you. Bump your boss. Your boss don't run you. Your boss don't care about your wife and your kids. You care about your wife and kids. Do what you're supposed to do. You ain't no boy no more. You don't need their approval. You're talented enough. God made you. You got everything you need. I want you to spend all your energy on overcoming your weaknesses, because behind every weakness you overcome is another level of success. And your goal should be the best human when you die that you could be. So your sons and daughters, when they bury you, should say, that's what I want to be like. I'm going to take this legacy to the next level.
You know, I thought if you were a good person and you do right by people, that people will take your kindness and give you kindness back. But what I realize is sometimes in this world, the kinder you are, the more they try to play you like a fool. I was delusional. I'm nice to you, you nice to me. Don't always work like that. Sometimes it's nice to me and I take advantage of you. So some of y'all, you delusional. I just need you to do me a favor. When you are delusional, you can never get the outcomes you want, because the premise in which you're operating from is a lie. So you got to work from truth. And some of us don't want to deal with truth because it's so difficult. E.T., you dropped out of school. E.T., you grew up in a certain community. In order for you to be able to do what you need to do like a Tony Robbins, there's some things that you don't have in your arsenal that if you can just admit you don't have it in your arsenal, then you can go get it. But until you admit that you don't have it, you'll never be able to do it. So I need you to do me a huge favor. I just need you to be real. And the reason why a lot of y'all don't want to be real
Because some of you would rather be in a lie and at least have a lie than not have anything at all. You already know that job, you ain't about to, your boss ain't about to cash you out. You're just scared to quit and start your own business because you don't know if you're going to do well or not. You know you shouldn't. Come on, be honest. You know you still shouldn't be at that job right now. Let me see your hand. Let's just be real. Let me see the hand. You know you shouldn't still. Raise it high. Don't play with me. Raise it high. You still shouldn't be at that job. But you're delusional that one day is going to be your day. That one day you're going to merge your job and your calling together. It's not going to happen. You're going to have to just leave.
He gave me permission to say I am brilliant. I might be different, but I am brilliant. Yep, I might be loud, but I am special. He gave me permission. And so the first thing I want you to do today is I want you to keep saying to yourself, I am, I am, I am, I am. And for those of you who hadn't quite started yet, I am. And for those of you who got started, I am. Why? Because I can't believe that I started with a GED, and that GED turned into a four-year degree. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. I am great. Listen to me, and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am phenomenal, and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am going to do great things, and I don't owe anybody an apology. I am. I was created to be great. I was created to do great things. I was created to have great things, and I will no longer ask others for their permission.
That Eric Thomas that grew up in Detroit and had like that Detroit mentality, while I love it, it doesn't transfer to every community. I had to let the dream destroy you. Let it strip you. Let it remake and mold you. Don't be afraid. Some of you are afraid. Listen to me. Wherever you from, if that's where you from, if you leave, you can always come back. I promise you. I promise you when you come back, you can get right back in the conversation. Ain't nothing gonna change. I promise you, whatever world you're from, if you go to other worlds, you can always go back to that world. The version of you that you are right now, it's a blessing, but it won't take you to the next level. What got you here won't take you there. So let the dream destroy you, tear you down, redefine you, build you back up, make you stronger. The first version of Eric Thomas, the high school dropout, that guy would have never been able to stand here and help you. I had to destroy that Eric Thomas.
No matter who you are, if you're average or if you're good, when you get around greatness and you stay around greatness, you start listening to great podcasts and reading great books, and you start hanging around great people, and you start becoming a part of great masterminds. God, you just evolve. And I don't know what happened, but every year I went from a high school dropout and homeless to I started to becoming every single day more of who I am. And I can't believe it. My next goal is to win the Nobel Prize. Why? I had to come up with something. I am giving you permission to be great. I'm giving you permission to be everything you were called to be, to do everything that you're capable of doing, to have everything you're supposed to have. Listen to me, you have to be careful when you hang around average people. All they're going to do is tell you what they can't do, and that's okay that they can't do it, but that has absolutely nothing to do with us. We can go from being homeless and high school dropouts to having PhDs, writing books, and becoming the voice of a generation. We can do whatever we believe we can do, and we don't need anybody's permission to do it but ours. You are brilliant. You are special. Yes, you're different, and yes, you're not doing it the traditional route, but greatness is upon you. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. And the 12 years to get the four-year degree turned into a master's degree. And the master's degree turned into a PhD. God, I can't believe it. I went from being a high school dropout, from being homeless, living in abandoned buildings, to eating out of trash cans, to Dr. Eric Thomas, to writing 6 books. God, are you hearing what I'm saying? Today, stop playing small and start playing big, because I am. All right, let's stop on 3. 1, 2, 3. I am. 1, 2, 3.
I am.
1, 2, 3. I am.
I am. I am. I am. I am.